producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
You better call me a doctor.
Want to get well? This is On Call, the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off and go with Christina. Hi, Christina. Welcome to the show.
Yes, sir. Both of my grandmothers were herbalists, so I've been very strong on, you know, following a herbal diet. And also I have hemolytic anemia, which means I have to have beef. But I'm also manic depressive, and I'm taking Spruce Bar and Wellbutrin. And I'm also using the rescue remedy by Dr. Bosch.
Okay.
And, you know, with the flower essences.
Right.
And I'm just wondering if having so many things to do, like I'm trying to find a place to live because a friend of mine, her son put her in a nursing home against her wishes. So finally find a place to live, involved in a car wreck, involved in but the police won't help. I had some checks stolen, and police, again, will not prosecute, even though it's grand larceny, so the sheriff's office will. And I'm taking Wellbutrin, 300 milligram, and then 60 milligram of Spruce Bar. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, could that just be... I have no energy. I have no desire to do anything.
Yeah, it can do that to you. Are you taking both of those right now, currently?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And
I was taking Prozac, but I didn't like the Prozac.
Yeah, Prozac a lot of times doesn't agree with people. I get that. You have to play around with it a little bit. Do you feel stable? I know you feel tired. You don't feel like doing anything, but the highs and the lows, are you feeling those in the medication, or is it holding you fairly well?
The medication is it's more for anxiety.
Well, It is.
I usually am very hyper. When I get depressed, then I get really low.
Right. But also what it can do is it keeps you balanced. So what I was wondering, though, is are you having any extremes in any way, or do you feel fairly stable?
I'm having extremes because I have to get everything ready to get out of this house. I'm having to fight the police on two fronts, you know, with the grand larceny and with the car wreck. This idiot slammed in the back of my car, and I'm seeing double and triple, and the eye surgeon said it may never clear up, and I was supposed to start a PhD.
My goodness. So
I can only read for like about 10 minutes, and then the words just become blurred or they change colors.
Does it cause you to have headaches at all when you read for a period of time?
Oh, yeah. I have an inflamed temple artery. I've had three hospitals who asked for my body when I'm dead, including Cleveland Clinic. In Mayo Clinic, I should not be walking around with everything that's wrong.
But you still are.
I can laugh about it, but I'm really worried the fact that right now I have no energy and I don't want to do anything.
Yeah, a lot of times, the medication can cause a lot of what you're feeling as far as fatigue goes. But let's step back for a second. Even though the medication can cause that, it can cause you to feel tired and almost numb you out a little bit. Are you doing well as far as your lifestyle? Do you eat well? Do you take care of yourself? Do you exercise or not really?
I exercise. I've lost 40 pounds.
Wow, great.
I start the morning with jalapeno pepper and then follow that with a glass of water with some apple cider vinegar and honey.
Okay.
And I eat well. I like vegetables and yogurt. So, I mean, my diet's good. I have insomnia, but I've always had that as long as I can remember. I'll sleep for four or five hours, and then I wake up, and I'm just wide awake.
Right.
What bothers me is I just have no energy, and I'm taking so many different medications right now, including hydrocodone for the pain.
Wow. Yeah.
From the car wreck. And I have a, what do they call it when your shoulder's out of place?
What was dislocated?
It's not dislocated, but the... it should be operated on because it's slipping, but they can't operate on me because I'm a bleeder and I also have a history of blood clot.
Oh. Well,
and I'm just wondering if all this together is just... I feel like I'm not getting anything done.
Well, that's because you're feeling tired. But the bottom line is you've got to do some things to get your body more in balance. And... with everything you just laid out for me, I mean, yeah, do you have a lot going on? Sure. But there has to be a starting point because you can't get to a place where you're just overwhelmed and there's so many conditions, so many symptoms. You're taking one medication for one thing, it's causing another, so you take another medication and it's this big whirlwind and you're trying to get your body in balance, but you don't feel in balance and you feel tired and you feel fatigued. And so there's several things you can do. Now, obviously, you want to stay on the medications that you're taking. There's a reason that your physicians have you taking that. And the Wellbutrin is actually a really good medication. Now, here's what it's playing with, though. It's playing around with your dopamine levels. And dopamine, it's a key neurotransmitter, a brain chemical. And so let me just lay some things out for you. Now, for dopamine, certain foods can really help raise dopamine levels. And they're pretty simple. Now, here's the deal. Once you start raising these, you may find that your medication doesn't... maybe you're taking too much or the milligram might be a little bit too much. You might want to talk to your doctor as you go into this. If you really start making some modifications in your lifestyle, the way you eat and different things like that, may make a big impact. So you just want to keep an eye on that for how you feel. But meat, fish, eggs, cheese, and chocolate. Now, the hard cheeses like and the goat cheese are one of the best routes to go, but they will naturally raise dopamine levels in the body. Matter of fact, cheese has an amino acid in it called tyramine. And it will actually, it gives us a lift. It makes us feel good. That's why a lot of people are drawn to cheese. They enjoy eating it because it makes them feel good, actually. So there's a lot of components within those foods, meat, fish, eggs, cheese, and chocolate, the dark chocolate, by the way, that can make a big difference in your dopamine level. So something to consider, blueberry extract, also L-tyrosine, vitamin B6, in the version of pyridoxal 5-phosphate and N-acetylcysteine. All of those are great. And don't forget, tablespoon of cod liver oil for your omega-3 fats, one of the best things you can do for your overall brain chemistry. So that's dopamine levels. Now, also with Wellbutrin and any of the other medications, I know you're taking a lot more, getting your body stable is the first and foremost. The fatigue should lift once you get the dopamine levels a little bit more balanced. And you can work on the adrenal glands too. And of course, they're probably, for me to ask you, have they done this blood test or that, probably wouldn't even be a good question. Number one, you probably wouldn't remember all the values. But number two, you would probably just know normal or not. And if you've got all that going on, they've probably done every kind of blood test under the sun with you. And so in that case, you want to focus generally on the adrenal glands. Make sure you stay away from coffee. You can do green tea. But vitamin B5, pantothenic acid, or pantothene, is really good along with vitamin C. And it's kind of an old school way to build the adrenal glands, but it still works and works very well. Because when your body gets tired and you're going through all you're going through, you're taking a lot of medications, you're not sleeping well at night, your adrenal glands can get really weak. And so that can be a real help to do vitamin C and B5. It can just help build the adrenals, strengthen you up, and give you a little bit more energy throughout the day. So a couple things to try. Keep me posted on how things go. But your body can balance. Don't lose hope in that. On call.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? Tired of taking endless medications and feeling like you need to take control of your health? Many times, what we need is a better lifestyle. Our daily lifestyle will determine the kind of health we will ultimately have. The physicians and health specialists at the Center for Lifestyle Medicine, located in Atlanta, Georgia, can help you get back on track with your health and wellness goals. We help you understand your body and how to overcome tough health challenges like poor fat metabolism, digestive issues, body aches and pains, unwanted weight gain, low energy, and decreased cardiovascular and physical performance. Our team of lifestyle specialists can help you find the right health and nutritional plan, what natural foods and supplements are right for you, and learn specifically what your body needs to thrive and be vibrant and healthy. Call today for a free consultation with one of our lifestyle physician team specialists in Atlanta, Georgia at 888-200-1252. That's 888-200-1252. Visit us online at MyLifestyleClinic.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open this hour. You're listening to Dr. Asa On Call, the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. But do you ever look about it from the physician perspective? Have you ever thought about what the doctors are thinking about it? How it's affecting the private practice individual that's maybe had a practice for 20 years in a small town, and that's just what they love to do. I mean, you love to go see them. Well, a lot of things are getting ready to happen with everything that's coming around the corner. This thing goes, they did a poll, and they said that 74% of physicians in private practice will either retire or seek other alternatives. And this is out of Fox News. Check this out. Seriously, this is a big deal. And if you think about it, this is where things are headed, simply from a financial perspective. But they said that in these findings, this is reported by the Physicians Foundation. It was called Health Reform and the Decline of a Physician Private Practice. And the report outlines provisions in the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act and examines economic, demographic, and other forces impacting the way doctors structure their practices and deliver care. The report offers a roadmap for where medical practice is headed in the post-reform era, says Lou Goodman. He's a PhD, president of the Physicians Foundation, and CEO of the Texas Medical Association. He said the private practice physician is rapidly disappearing. Goodman notes, he said, both market forces and healthcare reform law are forcing physicians to find new ways of running a practice. We're extremely concerned about how this will affect patient care. Drawing on the perspective of a panel of healthcare experts and executives, the report projects physicians will follow one of the four courses. Here they are. Number one, they'll work as employees of increasingly larger medical groups or hospital systems. Number two, they'll establish cash-only practices that eliminate third-party payers. And then that's a big hot topic right there. Number three, they'll reduce their clinical roles by working part-time, or they'll opt out of medicine altogether by accepting non-clinical positions or by retiring. And the projections are bad. And this is sad because such good care is given by your private practice physician that, you know, whether it's in a small town or a larger town, has worked so hard to build their patient base, win your trust, be there for you night and day, make hospital round visits, or do whatever they do in their specialty to be there for you. And then for the system to kind of come down on them and put them in a really bad spot is a real challenge, I think. And so they're saying 2,400 physicians responded in a survey, and only 26% said they would continue practicing the way they are in the next 1 to 3 years. The remaining 74% said they would retire, work part-time, close their practices to new patients, become employed and or seek non-clinical jobs. And this is all based on the survey and the data. But in order to illustrate medical practice trends, the report also included these case studies of medical practice models are likely to proliferate post-reform, including studies of medical home, an accountable care organization, a concierge practice. That's a real hot topic right now. A lot of physicians have already jumped on that wagon where their private practice, and you pay, I think it's like $1,500 a year, almost like a membership fee, and then you get full rights to that physician, and they only accept so many patients. So they may only accept, you know, a certain 1,000 patients for a year, or whatever it might be, and everybody pays $1,500, and then you get your office visits, you get to come in and see the doctor whenever you want to, they'll write you prescriptions, they'll do counseling, they'll do whatever, but once it's locked, it's locked, and then that way the physician, you've got him or her at a certain level, and then it is what it is. And that's kind of they call it a VIP practice or concierge practice as they're terming it now. But That's where a lot of this is headed. And if it continues, it's going to be a real challenge because the quality of care is going to go down. The shortage of physicians is going to be there. And you're not going to have the broad pickings, as we say in the South, that you could normally have. So you're going to have to go to a hospital and just take whatever they give you versus having, you know, Dr. Joe, Bob, or Dr. Smith, who you've seen ever since you were a kid. And your mom saw him, and your dad saw him, and everybody saw them. And the comfortable trust that's there, that's built, won't be there anymore. You're going to have to just go with whoever. And that's not really going to fare well, I think, with a lot of people, especially in America. So I'm hoping that there'll be some changes made. I really am. There's some good parts of the bill and all that. I get that. I'm excited that they're leaning toward prevention. I'm excited that they're leaning toward preventative care, lifestyle-based medicine, and allowing to teach people really what it takes to be healthy, to live a kind of healthy lifestyle that we need to live. And by focusing on that is good. But there's a lot of parts of this with the insurance companies, premiums going up, making it almost ridiculous for people to be able to have health care, to force them into other options of health care. I don't know if that's such a good thing. It's just not the best. There's some good, but there's some bad. I'm kind of in the middle on it. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Michael. Michael, welcome to the show.
Yes, hi.
Good to talk with you. How can I help?
I have a question. I have a rare disorder called interstitial cystitis, and I just been following up with my urologist, and he told me yesterday there is no magical cure for me. So I was just kind of trying to get some feedback from you. I'm also partially visually impaired. And I have neuropathy, and so and I use a wheelchair on and off, you know, because it affected my leg somehow, and I walk a little, but I use a wheelchair. But
sure.
I realize there's no cure or anything, but I'm just curious what you could suggest that I could take that might help reduce some of the. My stomach feels like it's. Inflamed or sore all the time.
So it's not just some of the time, it's all the time.
All the time, yes.
Yeah. And did the physician that you're going to, did they not offer any relief? What were the thoughts when he said?
Yesterday, they're starting for six weeks this thing called intravascular therapy treatment.
Yeah, yeah.
And that sounds like to me, that I don't know if there's anything after that, but it sounds like I'm getting almost at the end of options.
Yeah, and that can relieve a lot of what you're feeling. So, tell you what, hang tight. Let's go into this break, and we'll continue talking about interstitial cystitis and ways to get through that challenge. This is On Call.
Hey folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicine.
I have been very active and still am all my life, and I happened to trip over some heavy concrete sidewalk, fell flat on my face, but the worst damage was to my rib cage. I thought maybe I'd broken or cracked a rib. I discovered AminoActive. I had a great night's sleep. Otherwise, I could have been miserable. There are no side effects. It's non-toxic.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 855-442-6466. That's 855-442-6466.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open this hour, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call. Going into the break, we're talking with Michael and dealing with a health challenge called interstitial cystitis. And it's basically painful bladder, more than anything, is just, you want to look at it, get cut to the chase, is what it really is. And, yeah, I mean, the reality is, Michael, we were kind of talking about it, and, you know, the doctors mostly will always tell you that there's really no cure, and it's unknown. They really don't even know what causes it, and it just comes on, and sometimes it'll go away. There's changes you can make. There's treatment. There's dietary things you can change. And, I mean, literally, sometimes it just goes away and then it comes back. There's not a lot of rhyme and reason for it.
Uh-huh.
And you know, there's different things they can do. There's bladder distension. Sometimes it's a form of treatment. They'll do a bladder installation, which is, it's kind of like a bladder wash. They'll put a fluid-filled solution in there, and there's a drug that they use called DMSO that can be helpful. Sometimes it's a treatment for it. But, you know, some of the drugs, have they given you any medication, oral medication yet?
They gave me a while back something called Elmeron.
Did it help? Because that takes
four months.
Yeah, see, you have to take that for 4 months before it even kicks in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's if you take it for like a week and it doesn't work, that doesn't really mean much. So, I mean, it's one of those deals. It's a tough medication.
Catch 22, basically.
It is a total catch 22. But let me tell you some things that they do know. Do you smoke?
No, I don't.
Good. Because that makes it unbelievably worse. Now, they found that exercise, let's lean over toward the natural side here for a second. They found that exercise, that people get some relief just by doing that. And I know, you know, you got some challenges there, but even getting in a pool and swimming, stretching, like getting on a stretching routine every day, they found that just some of that can really help.
Uh-huh.
So that's very helpful. But from the dietary standpoint, there's foods you definitely want to stay away from that will flare it up. And that's alcohol, tomatoes, chocolate, all spicy foods, caffeinated, and citrus beverages.
What about coffee?
Well, that's a high acidic drink, big time.
Oh.
And it's got caffeine in it. So
yeah, it does.
Yeah, you've got caffeine and it's acidic. Now, there's a whole thing called working on getting your body alkaline. There's what's called a pH scale. And some foods are very acidic and then some foods are very alkaline. The more alkaline you can make your body with interstitial cystitis, the better off you're going to be. High acid foods increase inflammation and bladder irritation. And so a lot of people get a lot of relief from eating more foods that are alkaline. And in my book, Empowering Your Health, I've got a whole list of foods in there that are more your alkaline foods. You also want to stay away from artificial sweeteners. The artificial sweeteners, a lot of times, except for Truvia, but the artificial, which is the stevia, the artificial sweeteners, a lot of times, they're more on the acidic side, and they can really flare up the interstitial cystitis. So the diet's really important, believe it or not. As I always talk about, I always say this for everything, but it is. And the one thing they have found where they've seen some changes, as a matter of fact, if you look in some of the research, even the treatments that they do, people will get relief, but it'll come back. But what they're finding is with the dietary things, when people change those radically and go more toward the alkaline diet, they'll find that the symptoms either begin to subside or they'll stay away for longer periods of time. They may still come back, but if you can keep it at bay for a longer period of time, that's going to be a real victory.
It sounds like it, yeah.
You know, I just want to give you, if you can have a little bit of hope, I don't like to say ever that anything's incurable or there's no way out. I mean, there's always a way out.
Right.
We've got to look at the things that you can do, not at the things that are just impossible. I mean, there's always something possible with our health. My gosh, if you can get sick, you can get well at some capacity. So you just have to know that. But, yeah, I mean, coming up with a game plan is going to be a real key. I would go ahead and get a copy of my book and get looking into the alkaline foods and start getting your body more alkaline and get real aggressive toward that. And I mean, really, food's going to be your best medicine in this. You need to go through the treatments that they're talking about. But at the end of the day, you don't want to be sitting there going, man, what is the deal? Why am I in so much pain? Is there no help? Because if you're eating perfectly and you're exercising and you make some brand new changes in your life that you're not used to, and you may think, man, this is really hard. Well, what's hard is sitting around with IC. That's hard.
Yes, it is.
So at least if you're out busting your can every day, making it happen, eating differently, exercising, stretching, and your pain gets cut down by 50%, in my opinion, you're winning the battle. And that would help me sleep better at night for my own self if I knew that rather than just sitting out and taking it, like getting punched in a corner, I'm going to come out swinging. And I'm
right,
going to do everything
exactly.
I can. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So no matter how hard it is, I don't care if I got to give up fried chicken and a bunch of processed food. If I got to eat baked chicken and broccoli, I'll do whatever I got to do if that's going to make it happen. So that's my mindset. And that's what I would encourage you to somehow adopt, because you got to beat this thing, man. You don't want it to win.
Well, thank you very much for your help, and I will definitely look into all that information.
Just look at it and keep me posted, all right? I want to hear how things are going with you, my man. 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call. Also, check us out. Shoot me an email. We'll be glad to make it part of the show. Let's go to Cynthia now. Hi, Cynthia.
Hi.
How you doing, darling? How can I help?
Well, I have listened to your show, and thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
I am a scleroderma patient, disorder. I never heard of it. I knew that my sister died at age 35 of complications from lupus. We had never heard of lupus. She died in 1996. So, of course, when I was diagnosed 5 years ago with scleroderma, you know, the first thing that I thought was I had been totally, I mean, to me, healthy. I was not overweight except for the reason I went to the doctor that I had gained 30 pounds, but I had no symptoms. And when I started listening to your show and you're talking about autoimmune disorders, I thought I'd call to see if there was some natural way that I could continue to, as my doctors, my specialists and rheumatologists say, you know, it's a chronic disease and you have to live with it, and you can live with it. But I'm on about 10 medications, the prednisone, the Plaquenil, the Protonix for gastrointestinal problems, the Celebrex for the pain, rheumatoid. Scleroderma has hit my lungs, my gastrointestinal tract, my eyes, my skin.
Okay.
And, you know, I've gone from pneumonia, bronchitis, pleurisy, just anything you can think of. So now I'm saying I'm doing all right. I'm functioning. I'm still working.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to eat, right? I want to do those things you're saying do, but I don't know what supplements or what to where to start.
Okay. All right. Let's talk for a second. Now, knowing that you're going through all of that and you've had to walk through this and it's starting to change some things in your body. You know, again, you've got to come up with an original game plan. You come up with a game plan, you work your plan, and scleroderma is a challenge within itself. And it's within a category of health challenges that are real challenging. They are. Now, it's an autoimmune disease, so it's where which is where the body attacks itself. And,
right,
exactly. So in the middle of that, knowing what to do when you've got an autoimmune condition is the key. So, again, you don't want to just sit back and take it, but you want to get to a place where you're like, okay, it's autoimmune, which means there's a strong genetic component that we're playing around with. And the genetic guys, they're tough to beat. So when you got a genetic component that you've got going on in your body, it's like turning a light switch on. And once the light switch is turned on, then you get to a place where you can't turn the light switch off because autoimmune can't turn it off. It's too strong on the genetic card. But what you can do, what you can do is you can get to a place where you can actually get what I call a dimmer switch. And if you can turn the dimmer switch on and get that little dimmer switch to go down, the light may be on. But if you can get the dimmer switch on to a place where you can really take it down and can't see the light, but barely, just barely flickering, barely on, then you can slow down the progression of the disease or the health challenge. And that's where you're going to be in a good place. So coming up with a game plan for that is going to be important. So let's talk about that for just a minute. Now, the first thing you want to do always is with scleroderma, any kind of autoimmune condition like that, you want to lay down the groundwork and you want to do the T-test, as I like to call it. But you'll do echinacea tea and green tea. See, the T1 helper cells and the T2 helper cells are the two main components of the immune system. And one of those is going to be attacking the body, causing the response of what scleroderma is doing, and the other ones will be dormant. What you want to do is you want to figure out which one of those T helper cells are active in the body for the immune system, where it's autoimmune. And if you can find that out, green tea stimulates one of them, and echinacea tea stimulates the other side. And so you'll do 5 cups of green tea for 5 days and see how your body feels. If you feel absolutely fantastic, that's the one that's suppressing the T helper cells that's attacking your body. If you feel horrible, then it's extenuating it or it's accelerating that, and you want to obviously stop doing that. But again, if you'll feel it immediately. So obviously, if you're feeling horrible, don't finish it out for 5 days. But the one that makes you feel good, that can be a staple for you, whether it's green tea or echinacea tea, and that's only going to be something that can help you as far as your day-to-day activities and the way you feel each and every day. So that'll be a real blessing for you. Okay, so that'll give you kind of a path or a roadmap to go down. As far as eating goes, I would encourage you to get a copy of my book, Empowering Your Health, and start on the anti-inflammatory diet. Supplements that you'll need to follow. I mean, the foundational four are good for everybody. That's a good whole food multivitamin, digestive enzymes, cod liver oil, and your probiotics. See, all those are fantastic. And figuring out which one parts of the autoimmune process, that's the key. I mean, things like the scarring that can happen in your lungs, you know, continue to exercise if you can just a little bit, at least 30 minutes, 5 days a week can be very helpful. But those are some basic things to get started with. Please keep me posted how things are going with you, as we're here for you. This is On Call.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Hi, America's Health Coach here. I've been an avid exercise enthusiast for years. In my 25 years of working out, I've used at least a dozen different brands of whey protein powders. I took them to ensure I was getting an easily assimilated protein source to repair my muscle tissue. And all that time, I've never taken a product that's produced the kind of results I'm now having with One World Whey. I mix One World Whey chocolate and water, and it tastes great. After 20 minutes, the energy from the drink kicks in and makes me feel a profound improvement in energy and well-being that lasts for hours. With my busy and demanding schedule, I'm finding One World Whey keeps me fueled and picks me up. Feel more strength and energy and even a better mood. This is the most amazing whey protein powder I've ever taken. Being a doctor, I'm very selective about what I put into my body. If you'd like to give it a try, check out the single serving products they have. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Connect with the show online, oncallradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Lines are open this hour, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call. Email came in from Alan in Texas. He writes, I suffer from migraine headaches. They usually hurt on the left side of my head. What can I do? Well, I don't know if it's the left side of your head over your eye, but if it is, migraine headaches that typically occur on the left side of the head are due to a zinc deficiency. Now, you being male, Alan, guys get deficient in zinc big time. And with stress levels, the more stressed out you are, the more you burn through zinc. And we use zinc to make our testosterone levels. So it plays a big role. It's a key mineral for that. So a lot of times if you're getting migraine headaches on the left-hand side of your head, recurrent and normal, that it's always on that side, you might want to look into some zinc supplementation that might help you out. Of course, zinc comes heavily in nuts, almonds, walnuts, cashews, and those good healthy fats are going to be good for you anyway because they help make testosterone as well. They'll help burn body fat, and they're just great for lean muscle tissue and energy, and it's just good stuff. Really good for the hormones. So might be something you want to look into. 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call. Aspirin may cut the risk of cancer by up to 35%. And the adage is aspirin a day. They're saying now keeps cancer away. According to a new study out of London, researchers at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine recently conducted research focused on reducing heart attack risk through the use of a little baby aspirin, around 75 milligrams. Well, they found that it can actually suppress certain cancers as well. The study carried out by Professor Peter Rothwell at the University of Oxford used individual patient data from many randomized trials of the daily aspirin versus no aspirin with use of the trial treatment. And the study showed that examined death certificates of those trial participants who were believed to have died of cancer. Another trial carried out by Tom Mead, a retired professor at the epidemiology at the same institution, they actually found that the side effects of the low-dose aspirin is prevention of ischemic heart disease in men. They found the overall risk of death from cancer was reduced to 21% in patients who took a daily aspirin compared to those who did not. Now, Dr. Jay Leonard, Deputy Chief Medical Officer of the National Office of the American Cancer Society, told AOL Health Tuesday that scientists also examined records for cancer patients with a 20-year follow-up and found that the group on aspirin had 20% fewer cancer deaths overall. They also had 35% fewer deaths from gastrointestinal cancers. However, there was no decrease in blood cancer such as lymphoma or leukemia. So another reason that they're saying to take aspirin. Now, my take on that, you really want to know, what aspirin does, I mean, it's got several components to it. Now, the similar pain-reducing components of an aspirin you can get out of white willow bark, and you can get that in most health food stores. But also, the blood-thinning portion of what aspirin can do, vitamin E works very well. And it's known that around 400 to 800 IUs of vitamin E can have similar effects. But of course, if your doctor has you taking aspirin right now, you jump over and start taking vitamin E. You can't do that. You got to go talk to them. You got to run it by the head coach. Don't start making decisions on your own. But vitamin E works very well. And it's known to have strong antioxidant properties, but it's very, very good for heart health. It's also great for prevention of cancer and prevention of plaquing on the arterial walls within the arteries. Great stuff. 888-283-7272. This is On Call. Let's go to James now. Hi, James. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, Dr. H?
Living well, man. How can I help?
Well, I first of all, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
And the problem that I've been having this cramp on my right hip.
Okay.
It's been well over 3 months now. Sometime I can feel it moving midway down my leg, and then it'll come back up to my hip. Now, I do have a couple of discs that's messed up pretty bad in my back, discs 3 and 4.
Okay.
I walking's supposed to be real helpful for you, but it don't work for me. If I walk for a long period of time, the only way I can get some relief, I have to peer, stoop down, and lean forward to work that muscle in the lower part of my back.
Okay.
You know, I just can't walk too long, and I can't stand too long. Now, before the cramp hit me in the side, I used to have bad, like, tingling going down my left leg into my toes. And sometimes it feels like I'd be walking on ice or something.
So have you seen anybody for that? Has anyone helped you with it?
Well, it's been several years. I had an MRI done, and that's how I found out this 3 and 4 was pressing on my nerve. And I were doing surgery. I'm sorry. I'm a little nervous. But I were doing therapy. They had me going to
physical therapy. Physical therapy.
Yeah, physical therapy for it. And that was the electroshocks they was giving me seems to was helping a lot. But that's been, like I said, that's been some years ago. And, you know, I just don't want to get the surgery done because I have a brother-in-law had the surgery done. And he's worse off than, you know, before he had it done.
I
don't want to get the surgery done.
Yeah, I don't want to see you have to do that either. Now, I think that with your situation, one thing you can definitely do, and I would encourage you to do, and I think you're in a good candidate for it, is to maybe go see a chiropractic physician that's a DC or an osteopathic physician that's a DO. One of those physicians, they do non-surgical techniques, and there's ways that they can work on your lower back, getting the body kind of to realign and to organize itself into a place where it can function better and probably get rid of your pain. So I would look into that. Make sure to go visit and get a consultation with one of those doctors. Thanks for the call. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to On Call, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Hey folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicine.
I have been very active, and I still am all my life, and I tripped over some heavy concrete sidewalk, fell flat on my face, but the worst damage was to my rib cage. I thought maybe I'd broken or cracked the rib. I discovered Amino Active. I had a great I sleep. Otherwise, I could have been miserable. There are no side effects. It's non-toxic.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AmioActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available. www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 855-442-6466. That's 855-442-6466.